Let's grow together. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, a better way to bank.
Today,
that big cornflakes.
Big tree cornflakes.
The best maize grain Zambia has to offer are perfectly toasted into golden flakes that pack a big crunch. Today, start big with Big Tree Corn Flakes.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. MedRap concerned over health facilities ending National Health Insurance Management Authority contracts amid UHSC push. Data Lance concerned over delays in Zambia's debt restructuring process. Army parachutes onto remote island to help Brighton with a suspected antivirus.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Medicines Research and Access Platform Secretary General David Banda has expressed concern over the decision by health facilities to terminate contracts with the National Health Insurance Management Authority as Zambia works towards universal health coverage by 2030. Mr. Banda says that the withdrawal of services providers signals the gradual death of NEMA and undermines government efforts to provide affordable and quality health care to all citizens. He called for the dialogue among all stakeholders to resolve pending issues for the benefit of Zambians. Mr. Banda applauded government plans to resuscitate NEMA so the institution can remit funds to providers on time and fulfill its mandate. He suggested that NEMA develop treatment protocols to guide providers and reduce abuse of our system through unnecessary investigations and treatments.
Going forward, I think we recommend government what it has done already. Because I think there's a motion on the floor of the House that we need to recapitalize NEMA. So if really the 2 billion quarter can be released to NEMA so that they can recapitalize NEMA, that is the greatest effort in resolving this issue that we have at hand. Over the years, I don't think the contributions have gone bigger than what we started with. So I think the government coming in is a very good move for us. Going forward, I think to reduce the abuse of the system, we urge the stakeholders to come around the table.
The United National Independence Party, UNIP, has called on outgoing United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, to apologize over remarks the party says were undiplomatic and inconsistent with diplomatic norms. In a statement, UNIP says that Zambia is a sovereign nation that deserves mutual respect from all international partners. Party spokesperson Reverend Andrew Mwema says that the Zambian people democratically elected the current government and any remarks suggesting regime change are inappropriate and undermine the country's democratic institutions. Reverend Mwema says that diplomatic missions accredited to Zambia must respect the provisions of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, which prohibits interference in the internal affairs of the host nation. The civil society organization Data Alliance has expressed concern over delays in the country's debt restructuring process. Alliance National Coordinator Robert Mwale says that Zambia's debt resolution has taken longer than expected despite reaching a principal agreement. Mr. Mwale notes that while about 94% of the country's debt has been restructured under the G20 Common Framework, the process is yet to fully be concluded. He says that finalizing the debt restructuring is critical for unlocking Zambia's economic potential and restoring fiscal stability.
It's important for us to understand the background. So what had happened is that the November 2020, we know it, after we failed to make that interest payment on the euro bond that had fallen due, about the $42.5 million. We went into default, and by going into default, all debt repayments had been suspended. We were not actually repaying any debt. But with the restructuring even though it comes with restructuring has two things involved. So number one, as you negotiate on your restructuring, you are simply requesting for two things. Number one, either to have your interest repayments revised, or you are asking for an extension in terms of the period in which you must have your debt repaid.
The Zambia Consumer Association, Zaka, has called on government to investigate why manufacturers have not reduced commodity prices. Zaka General Secretary Juba Sakala says that this is despite government pronouncements and directives encouraging price reductions. Mr. Sakala notes that the delay in lowering prices is raising concern among consumers. He has since urged the government to engage manufacturers to understand the factors contributing to the situation.
This disconnect of the micro indicators and the real cost of living is something that is real, something that needs to be addressed to. We've heard so many stories about it and announcements by the ministers that this is such a time we expect this to happen, but nothing has been happening. The best issue that we do is, as they are doing their engagement with manufacturers, let them try to engage some of them directly and using some of these associations which have got at different parties. Because if they try to endanger these people and nothing has happened, it's important now that they try to create a one-to-one situation with some of these people.
And now, business news.
The Zambia Aquaculture Cooperative Society, ZAKOSO, has called for stronger policy initiatives to help farmers access alternative energy sources, with solar energy identified as a key option to cut production costs. ZAKOSO Secretary General Ferdinand Simfuke said uncertainties around electricity and rainfall patterns make proactive measures essential to secure a stable power supply for agriculture. Mr. Simfuke notes that affordable energy is crucial for enhancing agriculture productivity across the region. He explained that facilitating to access to alternative energy would reduce reliance on unstable power sources and lower operational expenses for farmers. Mr. Simfuke expressed optimism that the impact of these initiatives would become clearer with the next in the next rather 2 months, potentially improving the agricultural landscape.
We've spoken a lot about such initiatives. So basically, it's all about maybe policies or things that we put in place, deliver policies to make sure that maybe farmers could have access to this easily or cheaply or facilitating. So I think that's the only way, because we don't know what the next season will be, whether there will be electricity or not, or whether there will be rain. So we think forward by making provisions this time so that farmers can have other alternative sources of energy. That would then make the production cost to be cheap.
We take a break. We do have more news thereafter.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
British Army medics have parachuted onto the remote Atlantic island of Tristan de Cunha to help a British national with suspected antivirus. The man left MV Ondias, the cruise ship hit by a deadly outbreak of the virus in mid-April at Britain's most remote inhabited overseas territory where he lives. He first reported symptoms 2 weeks after leaving the vessel and is said to be in a stable condition while isolating. 6 cases of the virus have now been confirmed, including the 2 other Britons currently being treated off the ship. Oxygen was dropped from an RAAF A400M on Saturday, with supplies at a critical level on the island, the Ministry of Defence, MOD, said. For more on this and other stories, here is the BBC.
Passengers stranded on board a cruise ship for several weeks by a deadly outbreak of hantavirus are finally being returned home. The MV Hondius is moored off the Spanish island of Tenerife, where people have been taken off by nationality and flown to their home countries to enter quarantine. Medics from the British Army have parachuted onto the world's most remote inhabited island, Tristan da Cunha, to help a man with suspected hantavirus.